This call is being recorded.
Well, it's calm. And people are paced and they're just beautiful. It's just loving, beautiful. Our brothers, they're brothers and sisters. They're many brothers and sisters.
I'm like, yes. The people just with skin.
I am Mykos, and I am here to be your guide now, to take you to this wonderful library that I call home, and that many of you have visited before, not so much in this lifetime, but in past lifetimes, past experiences, both between your lifetimes and also in your actual lifetime, some of you. So some of you would also call this home, not the library itself, but the inner earth, or what we call hollow earth, you would also call home, many of you. Many of you come from the stars, of course, just as we have, but you have sojourned also many times here with us. And yes, we are your brothers and sisters, and you are ours. So let us take a trip now, or let's take a guided tour, we shall say. And the one that spoke earlier, the one Gary, spoke of immense library, did he not?
Yes.
And you even gave a estimate of the size of our library. What was that estimate that you gave?
456 square miles.
Not quite just an estimate, is it? Very exact. It is huge. Compared to your understanding of a library, think about the immenseness of this. Just as you think about the immenseness of the ships that you hear of, ships as large as planets, if you can even begin to imagine. Can you imagine a ship such as the New Jerusalem coming over the earth, where those on the earth can see it, and it is 3,000 miles across? That is from your New York City all the way to your Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. So this library, as you are looking at it now, I will be quiet here for a moment and let you speak about what you are experiencing as you come to the steps of this library. Anyone wish to share?
Massive
columns of stone. Yes.
And plenty of steps.
Many steps.
The steps are of white marble with gold and diamond inlay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sparkling, and they're so beautiful. They're just heavenly. They're just beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, Michael.
Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
The doors open with just a touch.
The doors open with just a touch. Yes.
The fountains are singing. Oh, they're singing.
Yes. Speak about the fountains, if you will.
Oh.
Not only this one who is sharing this, but others as well. Share. Open up. Say what you are experiencing.
They really sing. The water really sings.
Yes. And do you know why that is?
No.
Because water has consciousness. Water is life itself. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the water does sing. If you listen, you can hear it.
And there's different colors.
And there's different colors, yes.
The rainbow.
Rainbow. Yes.
Now I would like you to, all of you now, go to those fountains that you're seeing.
Very bright colors.
Put your hand in them. Feel the water.
the life.
Feel the experience of the consciousness within this water. Feel it come alive on your touch. And hear it speaking to you.
I am the water. I have joined with the water.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I'm playing the water like an instrument, and I love it so much.
Yes. Has anyone gotten into the water?
Yes.
Or I only said put your hand in. Who was brave enough to actually enter the water?
I did.
Yes, right away. Very good. Experience it. Love it. For it loves you. The water, the consciousness within the water loves you. Just as the source of all things loves you.
And the water embraces you.
Embraces you, yes.
It's not only, it doesn't stay on the ground, it's the mist that is everywhere. And wherever you go, you carry water with you. That mist stays with you, embraces you, and defends you.
Yes, that is correct.
And then you turn blue.
I want you to think about it for a moment. Think about times when you have been by a body of water, whether a stream or a river or an ocean, a lake, and how you feel when you are by that body of water, especially the ocean. Those negative ions all around you. Does anyone ever feel bad or depressed or negative when they are by the water in this way?
Yeah.
So imagine now for a moment what it would be like each and every day of your life to have this type of connection to consciousness itself.
Utopia.
Yes. It's coming, my friends. It's coming.
I'm so good.
You are all ready, and we are ready to accept you as well.
Thank you.
But as you know, collective consciousness is needed here in order to bring these types of changes to you. But it is coming, as many have shared this with you up to this point. But now let us continue our tour. You've seen the steps. You've walked up the steps. You've touched the fountains, the water of life. You've seen the colors all around. You've seen the jewels within the steps. The massive columns, the white marble columns. Similar to what you would think of Atlantis or Greece. This is where that came from, by the way. This was the facsimile that they copied to bring that in Greece and even Atlantis. And even at times in Lemuria as well. So now, continue on. What else are you aware of? You've walked up the steps. You've touched the fountains. One of you spoke of opening the doors. What else beyond those doors now?
Well, my brain is itching. I don't know how else. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And it is because I don't see anything. Yes, I perceive the knowledge. The knowledge is flowing.
Yes, I am going to stop you for a moment and repeat what you are saying so that those on this phone can also understand. You're saying that there are no books, but the knowledge is there, but you are not understanding how the knowledge can be there without the books. But if you look closely, you can see books. You can see whatever it is you want to see, however you would want to see it. Think about the Akashic Record and how, if you were to see the Akashic Record, how it would look to you. To some, it would be a giant book that would just keep opening and opening and opening and never ending. To others, it would be a giant file drawer that just kept opening and opening and opening as well. To others, would be a computer system. You see where I am going with this? This is very much the same thing here. You see it as you want to see it, as you want to experience it. You want to see a computer system? We have a computer system here like nothing you have even dreamed of yet. Consciousness itself within the computer system. An operating system of consciousness. Pure, loving consciousness.
My brain sends a request, and there is an energetic field that connects empathically with me, and I'm hooked into the knowledge.
Yes, exactly. The one here who has just spoken has said she is connected automatically to the knowledge that is here, telepathically. And that is correct as well. Again, however you want to find it, you want to see books. There are books after books after books. If it is 456 square miles, think of how many books could be there.
You know what I see?
Yes.
I see scrolls.
Yes, that's another one. Scrolls.
I gotta tell you, I think it's really that big library that burned up that had all the history in it. And
Library of Alexandria. Yes.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Yes. Again, that was a facsimile of this.
Yes, that's why
a copy.
You have it there.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sorry.
It's there. There's always a copy.
That is correct. The one who just said that, there is always a copy. Yes. Nothing is lost. Nothing is ever lost.
My whole body is just vibrating.
Your body is vibrating. How many others of you are your bodies vibrating?
And full of heat.
Heat, full of heat.
Warm, yes.
Feeling the experience,
yes.
Not just living it, not just experiencing it, but feeling it. Being it, even more so. Be the experience here. Be the library. Be one with the library. Now, here's something no one has said yet. What if you wanted to go back into the past? You wanted to see back into history. History of, let's say, how this planet began. Or who came to this planet from far away and seeded the life here. You want to see that? Say it or think it in your mind. And you will see it. It will open up in front of you as a movie screen. Or as holograms opening up in front of you and telling you the entire story. Those of you that remember, as we are finding it now within the James's memory, the movie, Mission to Mars. How many of you saw that movie some time ago? And they showed at the end of the movie, they showed about the seeding of life here on Earth. How they came from Mars, That was that movie. That was not completely accurate, of course. But it depicted how life began here. From far away galaxies, they came. Or I should say, from far away galaxies, you came.
I even have that written in my book.
Yes.
How the Earth got.
Yes.
Don't forget the dragon.
There are dragons here. Not here in the library. You can see them, but not in the real, what you would call, flesh. But they are here in Hollow Earth. And we can even take a sojourn there, if you wish, as we continue this tour of the library itself. Do you see? You see all of the fountains. You see the wonderful areas for people to sit and experience not only the water, but experience the connection to the library itself, as several of you have already said.
Does it use Andara technology, the Andara crystals, to hold in the memories of the history?
My dear friend, not only the Andara crystals, but many others that you have not even heard of yet, or even begun to fathom. Crystals from Atlantis are stored here. Many of them.
I see the crystals and the people there with us. They're there. And we put our hands on these crystals, and as we do, that these holographic images are coming up in front of us, and the whole place is connected, like all the crystals, there's like, it's like a neural network. Like a energy.
Yes. I am being told now that you are going to experience exactly as you are speaking of tomorrow evening. This is a precursor, you might say, of what is coming. But yes, you are quite accurate there. A neural network of crystals communicating, each one communicating, sending the transmission. Think about your electricity and how electricity needs to be powered in some way. But imagine if you could just simply talk to the crystals, and the crystals would then reverberate your messages across this network of crystals to reach the destination. Not by having to go through each and every crystal, for that could take quite some time, but instantaneously. If you think about the crystal in your computers, how all this began in your computers with a tiny crystal. Yes, imagine the superconductivity of the possibility with these crystals that we are speaking of now. And you begin to understand the connection, how all of those up on the ships and all of us down here can connect immediately with each other telepathically through these systems or this network that you spoke of. This is the brave new world that you are entering, the new golden age. This is what is coming for you, coming for all of us. For we are all going to be working together with this. And many of you, in the not too far off future now, will be visiting here and seeing this for yourself, up close and personal. Not in your astral bodies, but in your new physical bodies. And I say new physical bodies purposely. For your physical body as you have it now would not be able to handle the energies that you are experiencing at the astral level now. Think about that. Mm. Think about what is ahead. Think about what it will take to move dimensionally, as we're speaking of here. And think about the idea of crystallizing your cellular structure and how that will enable you to communicate across not only the Earth, but across galaxies.
It's pretty automatic.
Yes. I am giving you information here that, yes, it has been written in a few books that you have available, but for the most part, very few on the surface have this understanding, this information, can even begin to be able to even ascertain the possibilities that we are speaking of here. No, not you thank us, we thank you. Please understand the sacrifice that you have all made to be here, to bring the light to this planet once again.
We're riding the crest of the wave.
You are riding the crest of the wave of consciousness, the wave of love,
mm-hmm.
known by many of you as the tsunami of love. Well, that tsunami has been coming and coming and coming, and it still comes. And the waves will continue, and they will get stronger and stronger. But in those waves becoming stronger, you yourselves are also becoming stronger to be able to withstand the energies that are coming. Not all will be able to withstand these energies and will leave their bodies, because they cannot be in these higher vibrations. They are not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But enough of that. Let us get back to our guided tour.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to guide this tour more now. What else are you aware of as you move through this immense library?
I can hear Gaia breathing.
Wonderful.
Holographic.
You can hear Gaia breathing. What does it sound like? Or better yet, what does it feel like to you? To the one who said that, what does it feel like?
It feels like it's like she's on with me.
Yes.
Connecting into me.
Yes. Now for a moment, feel the breathing. All of you now, all of you can experience this. Feel her breathing. Feel her breath. And then let's that breath resonate within you and match your breathing. Try it. Match your breathing with Gaia's breathing. What is that like for you?
We are one.
Yes, you can literally feel the oneness. Yes, you hear so many times about the oneness. You hear about it. But how often do you actually experience the oneness? Occasionally, there are times, yes. But this can be one of those times. Feel that oneness. Experience it.
I can see this, like the center, like the sun. I can see a sun.
Yes.
and that when I breathe with her, it draws me into this light, the central, the sun inside.
Yes.
Where she says there's the essence of all there, of all. There.
Yes, that is quite a heavy idea, is it not?
And I feel the ebb and the flow of the waters in the ocean within the inner earth.
Yes, oh, we're so glad someone said this. Yes.
And the mother and the ebb and flow of her out breath and the in breath with the waves.
Yes. Yes.
And the yearning and the churning and the beauty and the calm and the peaceful.
And you're feeling this, experiencing this now. Now I can tell you what is planned for Sunday evening. You will feel the ebb and flow of the universal sun. The universal cosmic consciousness, the ebb and flow. So compare this to that on Sunday.
Ebb and flow must take a long time.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does indeed. In terms of your time frame, you cannot even begin to imagine the ebb and flow of that. The breathing in, the exhaling out. The microcosm, which is your breathing, to the macrocosm, which is the universal consciousness breathing. Think about that for a moment.
The vastness.
The vastness, yes.
The no thing, the no thing.
Yes.
Sophia's.
Yes. The no thing and the everything.
Mm-hmm.
There is always the dichotomy there.
Yes.
Anyone else wish to share? Possibly that hasn't had a chance yet to share.
I'd like to share.
Yes, what is it you're experiencing? Go slowly, though, so I can repeat it for those on the phone.
I see my body, astral body, traveling through the library. And as it's traveling, it's touching each page. And I can hear whispers of what's on each one of the pages.
Yes, so you are traveling through with your astral body through the library, moving through the pages of a book, and those pages of books are whispering to you and telling you what is on those pages.
And if I want to stop, I can stop and watch whatever I want to watch from the history, from other past lives.
Yes.
And they dance and sing. On each page.
Would you say that the pages come alive?
They come alive.
Yes.
Holographic.
Holographic,
words,
yes.
All the words.
Yes.
Reflect.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks.
Yeah. Life. It's all neutral. There's nothing that is
Yes, it all just is.
Yeah.
Right, correct.
I see many different species of terrestrials, of humanoids, of humans, just everyone there learning, and many that have come from other galaxies and other locations to this wonderful library and that have been granted permission to experience this.
Yes.
And what we're doing now has never been done.
In what sense are you speaking of here? Never been done before.
Well,
transcending the physical body with different dimensions. So
yes.
We have in the body.
That is what I thought you meant, but wanted to make sure. Yes. This has never been done before. What you are attempting to do, what all of you are attempting to do, along with Gaia, for Gaia to ascend into higher dimensions, fifth and beyond, and all of the people that are ready, all of the collective consciousness of man that are ready to ascend also with their physical bodies. Altered physical bodies, yes, but ascending with your physical bodies, not
never done before.
Not actually having to leave the physical body as in your death process.
You still have access to the physical.
Once you have ascended, that is correct. You will have access. Once you are beyond, you can always turn back.
Yes, you will already do that?
Certainly, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he was not the first to ascend by any means. As a matter of fact, you need, some of you have heard this before, but many of you have already ascended prior to this lifetime. You have come from ascended state. Ascended state from other galaxies, other systems, and you volunteered to come here and lower your vibrations enough to be able to experience this evolution here. And again, to bring the light, to anchor the light back here on this planet.
I just wanted to say it. Until you ascend from this planet, we haven't really made it. This is the final step of the planet. Then there's other dimensions of the planet. This is the final one. Real bad.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I will tell you now what this one is saying. He is saying that this is the final ascension point, the final one in this lifetime. And
yeah.
I will say now that is not correct. This is not the end, for there never will be an end, just as there was never a beginning. What is your saying? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
But before we did ascend in a physical body, which is after we had passed on, we said at this time we are taking.
Yes, that is what I just said previously. You are taking your physical bodies with you, altered physical bodies. You cannot take your physical body as it is now. It is not possible.
I just say I'm really looking forward to that altered body as you well.
I think everybody in this room and everybody that is on this phone call would say the same thing, would you not? For how could you not? How could you not want that? At your ascended state now, at your level of consciousness now, where you have woken up, you have awakened. How could you not want that? And I make the differentiation here between those of you that have awakened to those that have not yet. And they would not necessarily want what you are wanting here. For they do not understand it. How many could understand this conversation that we have had here, where we have spoken of the prime creator as the cosmic consciousness that always was, is now, and always will be. Just as you always were, are now, and always will be. For you are one with the source, and the source is one with you. How many out there that you know of would understand that statement? Only those that have awakened and those at a scientific level that are beginning to awaken at a more of a scientific understanding coming into the quantum theories, beginning to understand that at a quantum level. But even that, my friends, is a simple beginning to what cosmic consciousness, cosmic life, oneness is really all about.
Are you taking questions?
Did not know I was going to do that, but yes, I can do that. What is your question, my dear?
Hi, dear Miko. Do some people have bodies in stasis there?
Do some people have bodies in stasis? First of all, I would ask you a question. Why would anyone want to have a body in stasis here? If they are here, why would that be something anyone would want?
You are confusing. I read it in the Unveiled Mysteries book.
Yes, we understand. I understand what you are referring to. But you are thinking in terms of a different understanding here, a different level of understanding. Not so much those of us here in Hollow Earth, but those that have come from far away and they find themselves here, and there are those that have moved into that, as you called it, stasis development. That is correct. But for the most part, that is not so. Most here, when they come here, they live life here. And I will say many for a long, long time. Those that go beyond that time may put themselves into that type of stasis as you are speaking of. Or they are ready to do that. But prior to that, they live.
I see. Thank you. Love
yes.
you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember how the inner earth can exist in a descended, when Gaia descended into 3D, this is my understanding. So inner earth beings are creating a higher dimensional field, so that allows the heart or the core of Gaia to remain in a higher frequency. And so then out on the surface of the planet, that's where the density, the lower density remains. And that is our job, and our mission is to be out on the surface, to come together in unity, to bring up the frequency so that Gaia can descend back into the unity of all.
Yes.
Is that how it's working?
Gaia is going to ascend regardless. Gaia is ascending regardless. Whether or not those of the collective consciousness of man ascend with her does not matter to her. She is going through her process. Now, when I say does not matter, that is actually not quite correct. She loves everyone, all life, not only human life here on the surface or in inner earth, hollow earth, but all life, plants, flowers, animals, even the insects.
But she's existing in this now in multiple states of frequency, right?
She is existing in this now in multiple states of frequency and holding a place for those of you as you are moving through your ascension process, holding the three-dimensional space and higher into fourth dimension open for you now for a time. But at some point, and we can, of course, not say when that will be, for we do not know. No one knows at this time except Source itself. But at some point, that space will be closed, and there will be no more three-dimensional vibration here on this planet, whether on the surface or within the surface, within the inner earth.
Yes, far beyond.
And even beyond that, 5D and beyond, at some point. For your journey through fourth dimension will not be a long-standing journey. It will be quite quick, comparatively.
So what's going to happen to the who didn't catch up?
In other words, you will be guided to move through the fourth dimension as quickly as you can, so that you do not get stuck in that fourth dimension, stuck within the glamours of the fourth dimension.
What about the rest of the people?
The glamours in the fourth dimension, that is a wonderful question. The glamours within the fourth dimension are think it and it is so. See how glamorous that could be, and how you could become stuck there. You are thinking of what is known as the Summerland. That is moving from you, through your death process,
mm-hmm.
and finding yourself in another dimensional frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And this is correct. But that frequency is also going to be changing. Those that are in that frequency, who are also ready, will ascend as well.
That fourth or fifth?
From the fourth into the fifth and higher. And I emphasize higher. Do not get stuck now, even in the fifth dimension. For there is dimension after dimension after dimension that you can move through. But for the time being, the fifth dimension will be quite interesting. And quite a place that you might want to stay around for a while. Can we continue the journey now, continue the tour, and move on? You have seen that you can look into the past, but has anyone even thought about looking to the future? For here, there is past, present, and future all at the same time. So if you can look in the past, and of course you can be in the now, why can you not look into the future?
Because it's all one.
It's all one, yes. So do that now. In this library, however you wish to do it, whether it's through a book, whether it's through scrolls, whether it's through a computer system, whatever works for you, look now into the future. See the future. See it unfold before your very eyes. Now, of course, as you're looking at this future, know that it is based on the exact moment that you are looking at it. And that exact moment is dependent on the collective consciousness of all that are viewing this. and all that are a part of this future. So as you look at this future, in this very moment, know that in the next moment it can change. Mostly just incremental changes, but at times they can be quite abrupt changes, quite massive changes. But again, it all depends on the collective consciousness of all of life here on the planet and within the planet. How many of you see quite a bright future?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I see Gaia celebrating. I see the trees and the trees talking and singing and dancing.
Yes, I was going to ask, how would Gaia celebrate? And you answered this before I even asked the question.
Everything is dancing and singing.
Yes.
Talking.
And even the waters again.
Mm-hmm. Incredible armada.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
We're finding a movie within the James's memory here, which we wish to utilize. That is your movie, Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember in that movie, at the toward the end of the movie, where the being there says, Awa has heard you. Awa heard you. Awa listened and heard you and responded to your call in this movie. This is the celebration now. This is the connection you can all witness here. As Gaia herself, as one said here, celebrates. Not only Gaia, but those of us here, those of you on the surface, and those coming from above. A massive celebration. Think about your 4th of July. And think what a celebration of this magnitude would be like. Yes.
Where the earth turns into perhaps a star and explodes, the cycle begins.
Yes. The circularity of life always continuing on, whether it's the planet herself or you yourselves continuing on and on. You, my dear, are looking far into the future as you would look at time.
I see a world where it's open doors to all, and then all come here to experience the physical plane in joy and peace and harmony. But it's like not so peaceful. It's just like a big, giant, fun thing. Like everybody's seeing down these beautiful mountains and everybody's surfing on these awesome waves with the dolphins that are floating next to you and swimming next to you and laughing and talking to you. And everybody's just having this blast and it's just this really fun time. You can just do everything you ever wanted to do in the physical, experiencing the physical and experiencing Gaia. And everybody's calm, just like a giant, beautiful Disneyland.
Those of you on the phone that may not be able to hear what this one is saying, but she is speaking of a wonderful future that she is seeing where everyone's doors are open No locked doors. Can you imagine no locked doors anymore? Can you imagine no boundaries at all? For there would be no need for any boundaries. There would be no need for anything such as any kind of fear. Not fearing death, not fearing injury. And if there were to be any kind of an injury, immediate healing of that injury. This is what you are looking toward. Again, this is the new golden age of Gaia.
It's called bringing heaven to earth.
Bringing heaven to earth and earth to heaven.
Yeah.
Not forget that. Now, if we are done with the library, I would like to take you further now to other levels of beingness here within the inner earth and hollow earth. For there are many levels. One you spoke of earlier as the ocean. The ocean, though, that is larger than the entire oceans of the surface world put together. You can imagine that, the immenseness of this ocean. And within that ocean, teeming with life, nothing of anything that is fearful. All life coincides in oneness with all life. No one feeds upon another, for there is no need for that. That is within the ocean. But what about on the land now? Look at the immense areas of forest.
The sprites, the elementals, we're all at one.
Yes.
And the fairies,
yes.
The dragons.
Where do you think the elementals have gone?
Yes.
Some are, of course, still on the surface working their magic there. But many of them, yes, they have left the surface. They are coming back. And they are already in the process of returning. Mm-hmm. And many of you can begin very soon to see them with your physical eyes through your third eye. What you are being trained to do. And I literally say being trained to do. For those that have been working with this group have been training you without you even necessarily knowing it directly to be able to see these types of things that we are speaking of. Literally, believing is seeing.
And the dragonflies, they're so beautiful. And aren't they a form of the fairy?
Yes, they are. They are the elemental kingdom. Bees that do not sting. The insects that do not bite. The animals that do not attack. We're literally the lamb can lay down with the lion. Look in that cave over there. You look from as we are looking at it now over to your right. Look in those caves. And look into those caves now. What do you see?
Crystals.
Yes? Life, though. What life is in there?
Fire.
Along with the fire. What brings fire?
Dragons.
Dragons, yes.
Healthy.
There are dragons.
And they really
things set out fire.
Yes, but not fire to burn. Fire to love. To feel that connectedness with them.
They're all different colors.
Yes, they are.
And
they are fierce looking when they want to be, but incredibly loving as they are.
Very wise.
And very wise. Again, what is the beginning? Or there is never, has never been a beginning. Beginning of the earth, and way before the beginning of the earth.
I can speak to all of them.
Yes, you can. You can speak Dragonese. I am joking, of course. That is not what it's called. They have a name for it. But to even be able to pronounce that word would not make any sense to you. But yes, dragons, saber-toothed tigers.
Unicorns.
Mastodons.
My dragon is here.
But no dinosaurs. The dinosaurs did leave. They are not here. They did become extinct here on this planet. And were not preserved. And there are reasons for this, but cannot go into this at this time. But those of the later times did continue on, and some were preserved. The important thing here is the consciousness of all life here and the connectedness of that consciousness of life. That is what is important. That is what those that mentor to you are wanting you to experience this time.
It's an absolute wonderland, and I cannot wait to.
It is an absolute wonderland. Think of Disneyland on steroids.
Wow.
Yeah. Leopards and bears. Oh my.
And you have animals that we don't have here or know of.
Yes.
Little fuzzy one that goes around.
You are talking about the Star Trek Tribbles.
Are they real?
They are real. Yes. They are not so much here, though.
There you go.
They are not here, but they are out there. I am being told now that we are needing to end this time here together.
Okay.
We so appreciate you being with us.
And I have so enjoyed this time with you. And as I look around the room here, and those of you that are joining on the telephone, I see many familiar faces. Not so much familiar faces, but familiar vibrations. I resonate or I recognize the vibrations of many of you. Just as I believe you recognize my vibration as well. I am Mykos. Many of you said Mykos. Mikos, Mykos, whatever else you want it to be. I am here at your service and will gladly welcome you when the vibrations have reached the point that they need to be for you to be here in person with me and with all of us here. Face to face, arm to arm, hand to hand, heart to heart.
We love you so much. Our family loves you so much.
Love you, love you.
He sent love to all of you.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Om Mani Padme Hum Ma Hum Mani Padme Hum Ma Hum. Greetings to you. We're going to let you get away without us saying their 2 cents here. Just to give you a welcome here and an opening. You had your opening prayer here, and we're just wanting to welcome you to another exciting advance and to prepare you for what is ahead in this weekend here. For the James yet does not know what is ahead. He has been given some glimpses here, a little bit there, but it is something that will open up in front of all of you as we go through this. So that is all we can say on this now. And we have been preparing for this for some time, just as many of you have been preparing. You have been anchoring the light. Many of you have, well, you all have been anchoring the light, and many of you have been sharing the light whenever you can. You have become the warriors of light. And to carry the sword of truth of Michael and the shield of strength that he holds. And that is what you are all here to do. You are here in training, yes, as Michael said, and you are being prepared for a great mission, we will say here, as a group, but also as individuals as you continue through this process. And the theme of this particular advance is individual advancement. With that, I will leave you for this evening, and we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll continue to share, and others will also be here to experience with you. Shanti, peace be with you. Okay. Be the one.
Peace be with you.
Shanti,
peace be with you.